Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
How are yous getting on?
Yeah, I was going to get a taxi to Grand Canal Dock. I have to go and do a thing up there now, but I'll just drive, right? Like, just parking.
Yeah. You find on-street parking. I don't know what everyone's fear is about on-street parking around Grand Canal. Why? Because I go to loads of musicals with my dad.
Musicals.
We love to hit the musical. We, like, usually get that for his birthday or Christmas present from me and my sister because we all love it. And he loves it as well, but always in the last 20 minutes of the musical, he's like shifting in his seat, absolutely sweating, because he's like, me parking's going to go into the next hour. And I'm like, park on the street for free. It's free from 7. Like, it won't be free for you
free
now.
From half 6.
Yeah, so absolutely grand. But he gets into the multi-story for himself and gives us all a terrible time.
Oh, boo.
Jed, if you're listening, I don't think he's ever listened to this podcast. Park on the street like the rest of us. What are you trying to hide from? Huh?
Where would you park though? Like, where are you wandering?
There's like, do you know the Lear, like the drama college that's across the road? There's some little places there. Yeah. Or kind of like coming up from.
If you come
is
up
it
from,
called Mackin Street? Like just around that Pierce Street
the,
kind
where
of area.
The gym is. Yeah. That's Mackin Street. But then I used to live on Townsend Street, which is. If you follow, so if you come out of the Bull Gosh and there's the old Facebook building, you go straight on. That's how you go to eat. It's actually only one way. You can only come up that way, but there's a load of on-street parking there. And when I went to the Bull Gosh to see Fiddler
on the Roof
last week, it was parking is free from 6:30.
Very good. You saw Fiddler on the Roof, not just a
random
strange Fiddler. There's a few around, so you gotta be careful.
There is absolute hoo-ha going on in my apartment WhatsApp group at the moment.
Oh god,
like real, real big rage. And the apartment agency have just hired a private firm to manage the parking. So people who were getting it. So I live in an apartment complex with about 100 apartments. Mm-hmm, and part of the reason of terms of conditions of buying, building those apartment blocks was the council said there's only allowed to be 25% of parking spaces per apartment.
That's a killer.
That is a killer because it means that it was first come, first served with the parking space. It's also £200 a month for a parking space.
A month?
I know, it's wild.
What?
I know. It's actually crazy.
What?
But it is...
Honestly, fuck the world sometimes.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
But the... there's very minimal parking space because the council were like, we can't have all these cars coming here because of...
Right.
Traffic management and everything because of woke. So now I've lived there for nearly 4 years, just over 4 years actually. Uh-huh. And they've just started bringing in this private company and everybody, and I mean everybody's getting clamped.
Oh no.
Like there's like clamp central and the WhatsApp group is being like, clampers, everybody scuttle.
Guys, this is a good table quiz question. Do you know when clamping came into Ireland?
I feel like it's one of those things that's always been there. Was it late 90s?
Yeah, it only came in like 1999.
Really?
I think that's mad.
Like, what did they do before clamping?
Everyone was happy and everyone was free. Yeah. Who decided to take on the role of clamper? I'm you miserable fucker.
Yeah. I know it's someone's job.
I don't blame the person but who has to go out and do a job.
I would not.
The whole theory of it.
I would not want to be the person. Like, who is being in school when I grow up? I'm going to be a clamper.
I'm going to be a clamper. Hey, if it's your only option, we understand. Well, maybe you like it. If you do, fine.
Maybe you like big yellow triangles.
But don't clamp my car, okay?
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello!
Good morning. How are we?
On?
Good. Missing Dave, etc., etc.
Of course.
But the main thing, isn't his girlfriend just so stunning?
Oh my God!
Isn't she just a corporate queen?
Oh, like, sorry. No, I can't tell you. I met my, like, friend Emer last night for a drink, and I would say we spent most of our time just talking about how fabulous Pippa
you
is.
Emer
does not even know Pippa at all, like knows Dave obviously from working with me and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no, sorry, do you think I can meet Dave's girlfriend sometime?
Oh my God, I know. You, like, everyone should meet her, because I was talking...
Pippa is just going to probably rule the world someday.
Yeah, because she's got it all.
She has,
like,
it all.
Obviously, she's a great dresser. Just looking at her hair now, she's in her lovely blazer, white jeans, and a nice boot.
And then
which
she wears
if I wore that, I would look like Michael Jackson.
She honestly wears the coolest just plain white t-shirts. Has the hair... Her hair takes
her
fantastic
hair
curl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I tried to put a GHD curl in my hair like that, it would just fall flat in its hair.
Yeah, or mine would look like an L.
Like, it just... I mean, like, a bit of a power couple going on there.
For sure. And then... She's so sound as well.
Oh, and that's
which shouldn't be allowed.
No.
You see that girl and you're like, oh, I'd say she's all business. I'd say she doesn't have time to stop and talk to the likes of me. No, no, she does.
We all went for dinner together, a gang of us, like, from the show a few months ago. And Pippa walked in and I literally had only met her, like, once before. And I know she's very, like, one of those people that you feel like you know her because she's so chatty and lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, she just walked in. Do you know what she was wearing? Do you know what she was wearing? You were there, you saw her.
I know the outfit you're about to describe, and it was incredible.
Incredible.
Go on, Emma, take it away.
What would you call the shoes she was wearing?
I would call a delicate, a barely there heel.
Oh, like, lovely. Just a small heel, right? Really glam. Then she had teamed with navy Adidas shorts.
Stop.
I mean, God help us all. She then had her classic plain white t-shirt with a blazer over. The GHD curls were GHD curling. I think we're a bit in love with Dave.
No, we are. Sorry, Dave. Just, what can
we say? Is there anything else you'd like to say about Pippa before we go any further?
I'd just like to say she's singing at my wedding. And she fully is.
I told Emer that last night. I was telling Emer was going on about how fab Pippa is. And at the very end, I went, by the way, you know, she's singing at Fiona's wedding. And she was like, nah, I can't take this anymore. She can sing as well.
Oh,
like,
she sings, ladies and gentlemen.
There's very
she's
little
got
this
it
girl
all.
Can do.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I was on the way home from work yesterday and I got this mad craving. I was like, oh, do you know what I really want now for dinner? I want a creamy, cheesy lasagna.
Oh.
And I wanted it so bad. I was just kind of doing the little checklist in my head as I was driving, being like, what do we have at home? We definitely don't have pasta sheets. Right, okay, need to go and do a shop.
You were going to make it from scratch?
Yeah, I was. I was just thinking a good little activity for the afternoon,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Get that kitchen smelling delicious, you know? I was really into the idea. Throw on a podcast, blare a few tunes in the kitchen, get chop, chop, chopping. So I was going to go all out. I was Googling like recipes to make it even more delicious than ever, you know? And older than ever as well. So I was like, I need to go get some pancetta. I need to go get some mint, some parmesan, some mozzarella, some ricotta, right? I'm going to go hard on this.
The basil,
I even went to Super Value, right?
Well, that's when,
like,
you know you're
that's
serious.
When you know. Could imagine myself in the afternoon, like, tearing from chopping onions. I was really into the whole idea. Dog hanging around me, having a little taste here and there.
Get the apron on.
Doing a little bit of Tradwife stuff. Dinner's on the table, honey. Later, I was like, oh, imagine coming home to a lovely homemade lasagna. I'm going to get brownie points today. Do you know what I mean? Because would normally not do any cooking. Just thinking, imagine the fumes and the stir and all the rest. So parked the car, had my list in my head, ready to go, walked into Super Value. The first thing, and I mean the very first thing I saw that greeted me as I walked in was a pre-made Donnybrook Fair lasagna. And I went,
As soon as you said Super Value, I was going to say it because I've purchased it many times.
Yeah, the fridge as you walk in the
literally
door is like, hello, do you want a pre-made easy dinner? Here it is. And I went, yeah, I'm over the whole idea of stirring and smelling and chopping. Give me two of them. They'll do grand. Thank you very much. And
I mean, they're from Donnybrook Fair, girl.
I know. It was like just as much of a treat. I was like, instead of doing an hour of cooking, 6 minutes in the microwave. Ah, that'll do, right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Just preheat in the microwave. And I was thinking of other things that I think we need to kind of normalize in terms of pre-made stuff, because we have a lot. There's a lot of pre-made stuff. There's obviously pre-made dinners and stuff on the go. But I'm thinking more so, you know, if you're sitting on the Lewis and someone's like picking at a salad on the go, that's quite normalised.
Yeah.
Can we normalise picking up in different shops, in every shop, make it available at the counter somewhere close to just put on two slices of toast for on the go?
Yes.
That's one thing that we're missing in our society,
I
feel.
Oh my God, I completely agree.
Like, we obviously see people walking around chewing on a pan of chocolat or a bit of a croissant or whatever. I want to see people walking down Dame Street, like, just chewing on butter and jam on toast.
Sometimes you need, like, a white stodgy bit of toast, like a pastry won't cut it. I remember I used to work in this cafe and there was another cafe up the road that was for a, like, greasy spoon, and we had to use the bathroom up there, and they used to also make us two slices of white toast. I think it was like 150 or something. And
how
they were
sound?
So thick and they were incredible.
Oh, so
and
it's already out there, kind
well,
of.
Well, that's
thing.
The only place I've ever seen it for sale in a bag. And like, that's normalize right. it. Like,
okay, I think
have the toaster at the till. Like,
honestly,
for sure.
You look at the little bakeries and stuff, just put a little toaster there.
I completely
please.
Agree with that.
I just
that.
Want more toast on the go. Because it's a shame you need to go to a toaster at home for
it's
it.
Not practical. It's not practical for the modern woman.
No, I don't think so either. I mentioned the picking a salad on the Lewis.
That's a very sad image.
Give me a little roast.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of gravy in there. I want a bit of mash on the Lewis. I want to see more mash on the Lewis, please.
I don't want to be the person beside you, but I'm happy for
no,
you.
No, I actually do. I'll take those secondhand fumes all day,
that's
baby.
That's true, actually.
And thirdly, when I went to Thailand a couple of years ago, this was quite normalised, but it's not here. You know the way here, if you go to the counter, there's like chewing gums or, you know, lollipops or whatever.
Boring.
In loads of the counters in Thailand, there's like 2 boiled eggs and a packet of soy sauce.
What?
I swear to God, it's so normalised and it's delicious.
That's like, a bit of you now.
Do you know what I'll have there now? Give me a, I'll just chomp on a boiled egg waiting for this boat to this island.
Oh my God, protein queen.
But more so than ever. I'm really passionate about the toast thing. I can't stop thinking about it.
The toast needs to happen.
Oh, I wish there was toast now.
I honestly, we're really lacking a toaster in our kitchen here currently, and I'm putting that out to whoever's listening from the spin overlords.
I'd actually buy
Can
a toaster.
We have a toaster,
at this point.
Please, in our kitchen. Thank you. If
How much toast do you eat
God,
every day?
I would say, oh, kind of depends, but like I don't like to put a number on it. Like probably upwards of 6 or whatever.
6 slices of toast?
You know, sometimes,
6 eggs for a bloke
sometimes
for a day.
They're brown. It's fine.
I can't walk into the kitchen without putting on a slice of toast these days.
Because what about bagels as well?
Oh,
do you know what
good
I mean?
Lord, like, next level. See, Matt, now, this is your country. It's Spin.
Recharged.
Ben, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave is away in New York this week. So in his absence, as we play the Girly Quiz in about an hour's time, we're going to be joined by social media star and loads of other things under his belt, the hilarious Eric Roberts.
Ooh.
I feel a bit starstruck.
I know, it's a
coming
big
in.
Deal.
It is
Very
a big
exciting.
Deal. Eric Roberts on the show. We'll chat to him before we get to the Girly Quiz, just after 8.
For now, though,
oh,
Eric
wow.
Roberts. Someone I would have foreseen headlining Slane before this lad. I feel like this is very much you either know or you have absolutely no idea. And I am in the second camp. Maybe you didn't see yesterday that Slane has already sold out. Who's headlining, you ask? It's this man.
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. She broke my heart, now all that's left to me. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your side had my heart sewn in.
Sorry, this sounds class.
Oh, pop off and great job and well done. But who are you?
Who is
and
this
I
man?
Mean that in a very respectful way. All love and light and sending best wishes to Luke Combs. But I just don't know who he is. And not only has he already sold out one Slane, a second Slane has been put on, which rarely
honestly,
happens.
Fiona, you need to get outside the M50, girl.
No, I know,
you,
I know.
You need to get out of Dublin and realise, and there's people in Dublin as well. No, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
No, but
I'm
it is, like, it is very much
it's
that.
It's incredibly popular. Like, he's very popular. Over the summer, I was with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And the other way, some people think that you've access to all these tickets, which we don't
yes.
most of the time. But he was like, Emma, is there any chance you could keep an eye out for
Zach Bryan
tickets for
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
and I
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, do you like him? And he was like, Emma, like, how could you not? He almost got a bit annoyed that we're not playing him on Spin. You know what I mean? He was like,
well, I'll have
look
a word.
At his stats, look at his stats kind of a thing. It's huge. It's huge.
No, I do get that.
But I understand you. I don't personally listen to this man.
I know it is. It's either a Dublin versus everyone else. Because I remember when Zach Bryan played and my cousin and his friend were coming up from West Cork
yeah.
and staying with us to go to the gig. And we were like, like with love
sorry, doesn't it sound so ignorant?
I was
no,
that,
no, no, no offense.
No,
though.
I know. Holding my head up.
No, that's fine. But I'm the same. I'm owning that as well.
Yes.
I was at that gig in Phoenix Park with our boss Nick. Nick loves country music.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, how mad is he right now that we're saying
he's probably very angry. But
I'm
like,
sorry, Nick.
I remember seeing everyone there, and I wouldn't say there was a dub between us in there because they were all wearing the little gilets and the brown shoes and the jeans and everything.
Yeah, brilliant crack.
The brown brown shoe blue jean combo. Yeah, we love it.
Nick should not be living in Dublin.
It's good, clean fun. Can you imagine Nick in Limerick City? He would just really come to life.
He would really come into his own.
He's
no business in Finglas or wherever
Absolutely not. It's interesting because I guess it's just like when there's an industry that you know nothing about, but it's massive. It's kind of like the way I've started like listening to a bit more K-pop now after like K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm like, this is a world that people are obsessed with and I just have no clue.
We're actually basic bitches, to be honest.
We are, to be fair.
And Sabrina Carpenter, is this? Yeah. Tate McRae?
We need to broaden our horizons before Slane happens I want to be supportive. So I thought I'd do a little true or false for us this morning with some Luke Combs facts.
Please tell me we have the getting to know you.
Oh my God, do we? Getting no, it's just this hoedown, which is good. That would have been genius. Okay, right. First off, Luke Combs' parents come from a long line of business people in the hair care industry who sell fine tooth and classic combs. She might have actually fell for that.
Fiona, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that's false.
That could have got Emma. That is false.
Thanks as well for having so little faith in it. That could have got her. God, she's thick as a board, that one.
So am I. Okay, next up. Luke Combs studied criminal justice in college and originally wanted to be a homicide detective.
Oh, probably true.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I've seen that guy's hair full of secrets.
Yeah, very good, very good. Okay, Luke Combs is an Aquarius.
Oh, God, I wonder. Yeah, he is, I suppose.
He's a Pisces, ladies.
Oh, silly me.
Sensitive king. Luke Combs originally started out playing his music on Vine. Throwback.
Oh.
I don't know what age this man is. Yeah, I guess.
He's 35. Okay, yeah, it's perfect. It's true. Luke Combs is well known for his popular cover of Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution.
Yes.
Which he performed at
Together.
The Grammys.
I saw that. So I do know this man. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Emma.
Oh, no.
It wasn't Talking About a Revolution. It was Fast Car. Oh, you're wrong.
That's a dirty one. Like, what do you...
We're playing dirty. It's country. Okay. In 2023, Luke Combs apologized for accidentally suing a fan who sold 18 homemade drink tumblers with his face on them.
Oh, what a meanie if he did, but if he apologised, yeah, it was true.
It was an accident, but it was true.
Aww.
Luke Combs was awarded $250,000 after a lawsuit against Nicole Harness, great name, who sold the homemade merch on Amazon, but he apologised to Nicole and promised to send her $11,000 when she couldn't pay her bills. It's not quite the $250,000, Luke, but well done.
So sorry, she sold some stuff. Who paid out then?
Like it would have been like, I don't know, but that would have been his estate. Like he didn't know about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So we won't blame Luke. Okay, so he wouldn't have directly been in.
And when he found out,
so
he
he's
was
a
like,
good guy.
Oh yeah, when
Someone
he found out, he was like, oh my God, sorry, Queen. Yeah, any tickets?
Can you imagine if we showed up? They'd be
We're
like,
big fans.
You've no business here. How dare you?
Go on, Luke.
Here's Sabrina Carpenter. This is Spin.
Something that has really popped off in the last couple of years since it's been here. And I know we were hesitant about it at the start. And some of us are still hesitant, not looking at anyone particular in this studio. It's the deposit return scheme.
Woo!
Okay. How often are you down at that bank, Emma? I know like we like to slag it a bit, like the machine's always broken.
Smelly.
It's smelly and it's
just
a bit
another
of a
thing to queue for.
It is another thing to queue for.
There's not enough queues in the world.
But guess what? You get a bit of money off your shopping if you bring back those bottles and cans, okay?
Okay.
not trying to preach to anyone in particular. I guess it has the country, because it's been successful and it's helped with Ireland's, like, the whole thing started because we had to hit certain recycling targets and we were way off, like, by European standards. So this was kind of like a good way to get it going. And I guess now the big heads over at Big Recycling Ireland, which is the company name as far as I'm aware, are thinking, what can we do next? And I guess we're looking out at the continent once again. And there's a place in Denmark called Aarhus. Thank you. Yes, that's what I said.
Unfortunate.
It's called Aarhus. And they have become like one of the first places in Europe to do the world's to do a citywide recyclable cups scheme.
Oh,
so
right,
like
okay.
Coffee cups, which obviously there's a lot of in Dublin. We love our coffees. It's all we can afford.
There was a time a few years ago where it was really, it probably still is, you know, the bringing your own cup was a big thing. That kind of died a bit of a death, did it?
Well, then it was like you can't bring your own cup during COVID because it's not hygienic.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, which okay, was mad. Okay. And then I think...
I used to be dead proud of myself being like, can I have a coffee in that?
It's great. And you get money off. Now, I think like with inflation considered, I think we need to up. Like if people are doing a 10 cent discount, it's just not spicy enough. I think it needs to be minimum 20 cent. That's just my 2 cents on the matter. But this place in Denmark have brought in a return scheme for the coffee cups, just in case you don't bring a keep cup with you.
Do you know what the thing about that is? They're not very clean, are they? I didn't even realise they'd be that recyclable.
I think they're not, like, because I think there's some whole thing, oh, they're actually not recyclable, they're compostable, but they need to go in a commercial compost, not your regular compost at home. So it's a bit of a weird one. But they obviously have it all worked out for this scheme. And they've like stopped like hundreds of thousands of them from ending up in landfill. So it's obviously working. And I think Ireland are looking at doing this next. In the place in Denmark anyway, you do pay a deposit which is around 80 cents, which is a lot.
That's hefty.
But it's returned directly to your bank account via your credit card. So that's like, that's not like you get the little receipt and you get it off your shopping. You get cold hard cash, baby. Right back in, and I see producer Callum's ears chirp up at that. But I think, why just stop at coffee cups? Like, there's other things I would like to return for a bit of cash money. Okay. First of all, Callum actually suggested this. Odd socks. There's a bag full of them in my house.
What a good
And I know one. That the other ones, like, there needs to be someone to blame for where the rest of them have gone.
I just don't understand it as well. And it kills me when it's a good pair. When
sometimes
it's the one that you're like,
pair.
You know, I actually, there's a...
There's no bubbles on the back of the heel.
It's so disappointing. And it's just a constant mystery.
And a constant reminder when you have its partner there. That's just on its own forever, you know?
So, yeah, I think that's a really good idea. There's a lot of fabric could be used from them.
Exactly. We could do something. Next, I don't know what you do with these, but I'm sure you do something. Pistachio nut shells. When I hoof into a bag of pistachios and the shells have to sit there as a reminder of what I've done, because you feel like you haven't eaten that much, but say for every pistachio you eat, the shell is like double the size. Mm. So you're looking back and you're like, I am an absolute beast.
Yeah, same with the monkey nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Be more shelly.
I don't want to have to look at the shells. I just want to be able to brush them away and help the environment in some way. Mm-hmm. So please, big recycling, look into that.
It'd be great for like fertilizing soil.
Yeah,
maybe.
There's got to be something they can do.
They rot, right?
This would be very much not good for fertilizing soil, but I'm sure they'd find something. Silica gel. Honestly, the most pointless, annoying
thing. I can't believe you brought that up. I hate talking about silica gel.
There is just truly, it seems to always feature in everything I've ever purchased.
It's horrific.
Can we get some sort of bank? Like, even at the, you know, like at shop checkouts when they have the little battery bank. Can you do like a silica gel bank?
I'd actually return them. I want them out of my house. They freak the crap out
of me. They're so annoying. Yeah. And it's like, do not eat. And it's like, well, now I want to eat. I would have never thought of it before.
I have a little jar of like dog treats for the dog at home, and I was rooting through it yesterday, and at the bottom there was one of those that obviously came with the dog feed, and I was like, oh god, I hope I haven't poisoned it, even though I know I haven't. It just
freaked me out. But it's like, why is it in a place with food? Okay, and finally, I think you should get a little bit extra for this. Milk cartons where the date is your birthday. It should be, if you bring this back and you show your passport, I think there should be like €2 on that.
Isn't that so exciting when that happens?
Yeah, it's happening to me at the moment. Woo!
Is it?
Yeah.
Give us the date of your birthday there.
23rd of October. Thank you very much.
Already.
Write it down.
Yeah, I knew that. We had that already logged. Here's Sam for now. This is Spin. It spins fully charged, recharged. Tate McRae, that is the new one. It's called Tit for Tat.
What for Tat?
Tit for Tat.
I've been told I can't say that on this show.
Oh, really?
It's the girly quiz, makeup, nails and...
Ah, I see what you mean, Tate McRae saying... Tate McRae saying tit, so I don't know what the problem is.
So can we change that?
No.
Tate said tit. It's the girly quiz, makeup, nails and tit for Tate. 1038. Dublin.
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station. On it, let's go.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome in another Welcome edition on. Of Emma booked herself in for something that she's not qualified to do.
Oh.
I have a 10-kilometer run on Tuesday night.
Oh my God, would you actually stop?
I actually with what you're hate doing myself. It's and I run out in Sandy Mount, and after I did that 16K that I also was completely unqualified to do, I decided let's keep it going and book in the next one. My boyfriend Jack, he also signed up to do it, and this is where I thought, oh, I've made a little flaw, which is works out perfectly.
Yeah,
his jersey and everything arrived about a week ago.
Okay,
his race number and everything. And I thought, that's grand. That's weird. I think we booked at the same time. I must have made a little error. That's me.
You're
out.
Like, mine didn't call.
No sign again.
I better let you go ahead.
The postman's been here. No sign of a jersey for me. Oh, what a crying shame. It arrived yesterday.
No. Oh. We can always hide it.
Skins fully charged.
Recharged.
Taylor Swift. You saved my heart from Ophelia. And the face of Ophelia. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're good.
How are you? Go on, Taylor. It is starting to grow on me a
little
bit.
That song in particular is quite good, I think. Yeah.
It's quite catchy, even though she's getting a lot of flack for the lyrics. It's like for someone who calls herself an English teacher, it's just like, have you ever read Hamlet? Ophelia was not... It wasn't like, oh, if Travis Kelce arrived, Ophelia would be fine. It's, you know.
There was a lot more going on for Ophelia.
There were some other bits going on for Ophelia, very famously. But so the reason Taylor is getting a bit of flack for these lyrics is just because, like, across the album, people and fans and non-fans alike are just saying, like, they're a bit basic and they're a bit stupid.
And she is, in fairness, credit where it's due, typically a lyrical genius.
Yeah, if
she coined some really good terms. I think the problem is for a lot of fans with this particular album is, and again, I'm not a Swiftie, so open to any correction on this, but like, I get the impression it's just a bit samey and it's a bit more dumbed down than we've kind of heard in the past.
That's exactly it. And like, if you look back at like Folklore and Evermore and stuff, you're like, whoa, gorgeous. Like her lyrics are incredible. And even on Torture Postpartum, which is one of my favourite albums, it's like she is coming up with some bits. And obviously, like, the diehard Swifties are kind of scrambling for any reason why the album could be this way. Some people have been saying it's performance art. Some people have been saying, genuinely, they're saying, no, there's something happening with this album. All the videos point to like an exit sign. She's going to pull it back and be like, it was a joke album.
Right.
But other people say the reason that she wrote it this way is so Travis Kelce could understand.
Now that's just rude.
It's
poor
a
Travis.
Bit, it's a bit harsh. Yes, he's an American football player. He's probably had a few knocks to the head, but still, there's no need to assume that he can't understand anything. But on this note, I was kind of thinking, what if we wrote some songs for our partners directly to understand? A bit of not so subliminal messaging.
Oh, very good. Sometimes it's good to be honest.
Yeah, if we wanted to put out our own albums to make sure they got the message.
Okay, very good. Do you know, something for Dwayne?
Yeah, say if like Dwayne was going to the shop and like I wanted him to get me a little treat, but I don't want to directly say it. Like he should just know. It could sound a little bit like this. Hit that track. All that time my tender heart was exposed. I thought you'd never propose. Now I can see it all. You hit the shop, wait, now where's my little treat? What am I supposed to eat? I don't want cereal. Keep it 100 on your way to the shop, make a trail. If I said I wasn't hungry, that's a test and you failed. When you're cleaning up the dog poo, I don't want to see you squirm. Would you still love me if I was a worm? The fate of the man who didn't bring home a treat from the shop.
Something like that. Yeah, very
I mean, I don't know if like just anyone would pick up on what I'm putting out, but those who know, know.
Those who know, get it.
You know?
I understand. Well, first things first, if you've been with the show for over 3 years, you'll know I famously no longer sing on the show, but I'll make an exception because
it's
important. Really
it's what Taylor would want.
Please don't turn off. I know I can't sing. So if Jack, my partner, were to, in a hypothetical sense, ever leave the shower in a bad way,
shocking.
And bear in mind it rhymes with tower, which
okay, Taylor so that's how this kind of came around.
It could sound something like this. All those times I washed the mat in the shower, it was so full of scour, now I can see it all. 'Cause late one night you decided to shave, and now the shower is engraved with little curly hairs. I'm here wondering, is it a strand, some pee, some dye, pledge allegiance to some pledge, some bleach, any kind, get that toilet brush and scrub. This mess ain't mine, if you want a sleepless night, get scrub until it shines. The state of that shower mat.
The state of that shower mat.
The state of that shower mat.
Very good. Jack, listen up, okay?
We have to be clear, he'd kill me. He's actually the cleanest person I've ever known.
I think that song could work for, it's one of her more universal tracks that could work for many people who live with men who have showers.
100%. And decide, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to shave the beard in the shower.
Why? What could possibly go wrong?
Very good. Send that directly to Dwayne. I feel like there's been a few incidents lately where he hasn't returned.
Hasn't got me a little treat,
From the shop.
I don't care if I said I didn't want one. I was lying.
Disco Lions and Tinashe now. This is No Brook Boys. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, a very special guest in studio this morning. We are being joined by social media star turned Squid Game contestant turned TV host turned author, it's Eric Roberts.
That was so many turns. Thank you so much.
Welcome. I like the way you thought to applaud yourself and then got nervous.
I did.
And stopped. Which shows me that you are a humble man.
Always.
And we appreciate that here at Spin. We can give yourself a little clap if you want. Like, you've done a lot of bits there.
It's been a busy couple of years, yeah. I keep wanting to make myself busier for some reason.
Of course. It's not like your father or anything. Like,
no.
What are you going to be doing? Definitely. Time to write a kid's book.
You've done incredibly relatable videos, obviously, online. You've a fantastic following. I have to say the video that really got me and keeps popping up, it's moved to Instagram Reels, even though it was months ago now, was just the tent at Electric Picnic a few months ago. For those at a similar age group, I've just decided I just can't do this anymore.
I'm not a proud man. I can accept defeat when I'm defeated, and after 48 hours of not sleeping, I said that's enough.
Yeah, that's it. Do you think you'll go back?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it's fine when Eric doesn't stay in a tent, but when I don't want to stay in a tent, Emma, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, Eric did stay in a tent, you see. That's
okay, he gave it a go.
I did two solid nights, but yeah. I'm showing my age there because I was glamping and I still found it to be incredibly difficult.
No, but EP was rough this year. There was a lot of wind and rain and stuff, to be fair. I did see the poor glamping people who thought they probably didn't have to pack too much. Maybe just their girly little shorts and some fairy wings, which is what I'm sure you were sporting for the weekend, and then being like, I didn't bring my fleece, I didn't bring my fluffy socks,
I didn't bring my car this year, just couldn't cope.
So good, so smart.
Eric, you're obviously taking on the honour of taking on the girly quiz this morning very soon, but let's chat first because we do want to mention the fact that you're just turned author. You started off as an SNA in school before coming into the world of entertainment. Do you miss your SNA work?
I suppose in a sense I haven't really fully left the job, do you know what I mean? I've kept it up. My nephew Oshin's a huge part of my content, and I'm still I still do a lot of work for disabilities and activism
and
stuff.
Great.
I work very closely with the As I Am charity. I'm doing
amazing.
A marathon now in aid of them. So it's not something
you're doing.
I've
the
fully
double
left.
Marathon.
I am.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Wow.
I have a 32-kilometer run to do after this interview.
Stop.
I don't know why.
How are you feeling about it?
Awful, yeah. I've been on the road so much the last few weeks, so hard to get the sessions in, and with a half marathon you get away with going for a few pints and not doing all your
totally time. That's what happens to me always when I do a half marathon. I'm always like, wow, fair play.
So scary time.
How many kilometres is the marrow again?
42.
Jesus.
You'd be grand.
I'm just hoping to get over the line at this point
though. Isn't it all mental? Isn't that,
you know,
what
why it's because it's for charity. If I wasn't doing it for charity,
donate if you can, support the cause.
That's absolutely incredible, Eric.
Yeah. But let's talk about your brand new book.
Gary the Stinky Goose.
I love the name. That is a name that you'd pick up that book.
It's something you'll remember.
Yeah.
I think it'll stay with you. But
can I have a look?
Of course you can, yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
I wrote the book while I was a special needs assistant.
Amazing.
Yeah, so 6 or 7 years ago now, and it's sort of inspired by all the children and adults that I worked with during that time. But it was one of the most difficult things I think that SNA still have to face now isn't really in the classroom and keeping the children engaged at lunchtime. And this book's around inclusion because I remember I would be the only one that my students were spending time with on their breaks and on their lunches and eating together and playing games.
Nice.
And initially I thought it was great. I thought, geez, I'm a great SNA, they don't want to leave me. And it wasn't until someone kind of pulled me up on it and said, you're not really doing them any favours here. They should be playing games with their peers and getting involved. So it's something that stuck with me, and that is something that I really, really focused on then for the last few years, was inclusion. And this,
that's great.
This is what that story is. Now, it doesn't mention autism. It doesn't mention any disabilities. Mm. It's a conversation starter for the reader and the educator and the parent to have at the end to say, is there anyone that sits beside themselves in school or plays by themselves? Is there anyone we can include a bit more? So it's, I think if we instill that in the youth at an early enough stage, it can stay with them for life.
100%.
That's so great. And I think this is like, it's such an important message and such a great way to communicate it with young kids, because it's about farts.
It is.
And I feel like
that
is something any child is going to connect with. Like, anytime I've thrown an eye over like the kids book section in a shop, it's always like, Tom, smelly bum, the biggest bum you ever saw. So it's perfect. Yeah, I think that's going to get through.
I did my research.
I chose.
And farts work.
I've got to say, at all ages, farts work.
Well, this is what I found, because I've read it to a few different classrooms. I actually visited my old primary school, Scullin Bash, up in Donegal, and that was the first time I'd read it to a group of kids.
Well,
and the reaction was amazing.
Amazing!
Now, at the end, I did ask, what did we take away from that story to four-year-olds? And I was thinking they're going to be like, inclusion is great, and friendship. Yeah. The farts!
Listen, we'll do another read, another debrief in time.
So much. But at least you know, like, because kids will tell you if they don't like it.
Yeah, but if they enjoy the story, they'll want to hear it again, and the message might sink in more.
Exactly, exactly. It's like that book, There's an Orangutan in My Bedroom. Are you aware? Yeah, my niece reads that all the time, and now she's like, well, I think once at a cafe she was like, sorry, is there actually palm oil in that?
Oh my god, yeah. Florence woke little
it's
queen.
Really good. It's really, really good. Can I ask Eric, who's the illustrator? Because that person's talented too.
A gentleman from Cork, Andy Wood, and he's absolutely incredible. He's done some amazing
work.
My mom growing up, I remember always saying, she worked in a bank, but she was always like, I just wish I could be an illustrator of a children's book. It just looks so fun. Great,
it's
illustrations.
So fun.
They're incredible.
And
it's
like,
really brought it to life.
Yeah. That's such fun creativity coming together and bringing Donegal and Cork together. Very, very important. I saw, I was creeping in the Donegal Daily, very important publication, and I saw that you were obviously saying you've moved from Donegal to Dublin, and this was something that interests me because my fiance is from Donegal, and you said, I've moved up to Dublin.
Yeah.
And his family all say, oh, you're going up to Dublin. And I just, geographically, it doesn't make sense, but in the heart,
it does. It sounds, we're going up
to
Dublin.
Where do you think that comes from?
I think it's just in our DNA. It comes out naturally. It's as natural as breathing.
Because you can't get more up than
Donegal. We're going up to Dublin. We're going down to Donegal.
We just love to not know where we are on the island.
Eric Roberts, stick around. You're going to take on the girly quiz in Dave's absence very shortly. Don't forget, Gary the Stinky Goose, the brand new book, is out everywhere. Congratulations on that.
Thank you
so much for joining us right now. Blackpink and Jump.
Spin is on. We play his music. I'm
not that. It's the girly quiz. Makeup and hair and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome on into the girly quiz. In case you're new to this, every week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz our Dave on all things girly. But in Dave's absence, what's a gal to do?
It's tough.
Bring in the one, the only, it's Eric Roberts, everybody!
Yay!
Thank you very much. I'm
Eric, thank you for just hanging around outside in the hope that Dave would ever go on holidays and that you get in. This is perfectly timed.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to empower women. So when I was asked about doing this quiz, I jumped at the chance.
Okay, so you're coming at it from a woke perspective. Very much not what Dave ever does.
This is either going to go really well or I'm going to end my career.
That's usually the risk you take when you play this game. So thanks very much.
Well, I think extra exciting is when Dave's away and we do have guests in to take on the girly quiz, we can go back to the archives and pick some of our favourite questions that we've used before to see how others react to
the ones
to
that
them.
He really struggled with.
Usually all of them.
Okay.
Listen, how this is going to work, Eric, is you have to get the three questions absolutely correct in order to win the week. But we are going to help you. You've got two lifelines. One is a 50-50, a Simplify essentially, and one is your phone a female. Think phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And it's the lovely Amy this morning. Welcome, Amy.
Hiya.
Hey, Amy.
How are you, Amy? No pressure, hello. Amy, but my life is on the line.
I'm feeling the pressure because of you, Eric.
Come on, we're in this together, Amy. You and me. We're going to go get a coffee after this, okay?
He's sweating here, Amy, so you're going to need to step up.
Amy, just to say as well, regardless of whether you can help Eric out or not, you have won yourself that 50 euro Just Eat voucher, okay?
Lovely.
All right, okay. You hang in the line, no doubt about it. Eric will surely need you at some point.
And for you listening, just bear in mind, because it is the girly quiz, you never know what questions are going to come up and how Eric is going to respond. So if you do have little ears in the car, you might want to just hover your hand delicately over the dial to be safe.
Absolutely. All right. Let's kick this off.
Okay, Eric, question number one. Which of the following was not a popular children's doll in the 1990s? Was it A, Baby All Gone? Was it B, Baby Big Burp? Or was it C, Baby Wee Wee? Which of these was not a real doll?
Was not
so
a real
believe it
doll.
Or not, two of them were real.
I'm blessed to have an older and a younger sister, and I vaguely remember a doll that wet its pants.
Yeah.
Sorry, you vaguely remember a doll that wet itself.
I vaguely remember a doll that wet itself. That could be
You're
trauma. Me wetting myself,
now.
I'm not sure.
And they were carrying you around.
And they were just carrying me around dressed up as a doll.
You're like, I
what was the other one?
Wee-wee.
A burp burp, a no-no.
Baby so, All well, Gone, Baby Big Burp, and Baby Wee.
Baby All Gone, so that like an abducted child?
Yes, very, very important to be big discussions around that in the 90s. You have
okay.
to watch your kids.
Baby All,
that's why
Baby
they
No More.
That's why they brought in those little kids' leads.
Okay, I'm gonna stab a guess to this because Baby All Gone sounds like something really traumatic. So I'm going to go for that.
You're going to say Baby All
Baby
gone.
All Gone, not a real doll.
Not a real doll.
Locking it in, final answer.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, Baby All Gone, she ate these little, like, cherry things, and she would actually eat them, and that was what was all gone.
Whoever came up with that name needs to be fired.
Not the baby itself, but I actually...
You've got
that's
a
really,
mind. You
that's
hear
an
baby.
Interesting take
I don't know why I went
it.
Straight to abduction, I'm sorry.
It meant her little food was all gone, not the baby
straight
itself.
Straight in with abduction.
Interesting. He's
okay.
got a dark mind.
Already he's lost the girly quiz, but we'll plow on. You still have Amy standing by, and you still have your 50-50. Eric.
I have to use these lifelines.
Do. Don't forget about them.
Question number two. What part of the body can you laminate? What part of the body can you laminate?
Laminate. Could you use that in a sentence, please?
I just went and got something laminated.
Okay, so that's the same laminated I was thinking of initially. What part of the body can you laminate? I'm gonna go... Have I got a multiple choice here?
No, that's your 50-50 if you want it.
I'll take a 50-50.
You'll take a 50-50.
Let's get into simplify mode. Eric Roberts, what part of the body can you laminate? A, your nails, or B, your eyebrows? I love that
I'm
things
gonna,
got much more clear
I'm going to lock
there.
This in now.
Okay.
It's your eyebrows.
Wow, very confident all of a sudden.
Everyone looks like that's why everyone looks like this walking around Dublin all the time.
And the That'd expression the he's doing hair. Is raised eyebrows, which is more so Botox.
But both relevant to women everywhere.
Okay, we nailed
okay.
it.
Well done, Eric. You're doing all right. And you still have Amy on standby if you need her. Final question. Women often experience bloating around their period.
Don't
why is that? Well, don't we all?
I've
Eric is a man
that.
With a sympathetic period. Why is that, Eric? Why do women experience bloating around their periods?
I'm going to happily phone a friend here.
Oh, I thought you were a feminist.
I'm going to try and be funny here.
I thought you had two sisters.
Where are they now?
All right, Amy is there. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Hey, how are you? We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You and Eric can discuss away. But the question being, women often experience bloating around their period. Why is that? Your time starts now.
Amy, I'll tell you where I'm at with this right now. Normally it's all the chocolate and overindulging that they eat around this time. Would that be right?
Wow.
No,
some feminist.
Because your body retains water due to your hormonal changes.
Well, I'm delighted I rang you and didn't give the answer I was initially thinking, Amy. I'm going to go ahead and lock in Amy's answer because they retain water and that's what bloats their stomach.
Retaining water. Final answer. Final answer. Go on, Amy!
Well done, Amy! And very much not well done, Eric, judging us for eating chocolate around our periods, which is an important part of the ritual.
The official answer there, Amy, you were spot on due to hormonal fluctuations which cause the body to retain water and salt. Well done!
Well
Great
done,
team,
Amy.
Well done.
Beautifully done. 2 out of 3, not so bad for the girly quiz, Eric. far. How do you think he got on, Amy?
I would have loved him question too.
Oh, would you? Yeah. But you still got it right, girl. You just still got it right. Yeah. You would have gotten any of those, I'd say. And now you have a €50 Just Eat voucher to use if you want on your next period. Or you don't have to wait.
I think his son might use that for me.
Amazing. On his next period. Okay, thank you so much.
Cheers, Amy.
Thanks
very much. Bye. Eric Roberts, a joy to catch up with you this morning. A joy to meet you. And an author now, guys, Gary the Stinky Goose. His brand new book about inclusion is out now. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much for having me.
On it, let's go! With David Fiona in the morning. Good morning. How are you? Just 2 minutes after nine now.
Good morning. How are you getting on? We were talking on yesterday's show about going to the barbers. And do you go on your phone in the barbers? Because I was discussing this with my partner, Dwayne, and he said you don't go on your phone at all. And I thought that was mad because, Emma, as you know, when you're getting your hair cut or done as a girl, you're there hours. You're obviously on your phone. You're reading books. You're doing everything in between.
Anything at all to keep yourself busy, to be honest.
Exactly. And yesterday, a real-life man went for a real-life haircut. Callum, you have your findings.
I do have my findings. And I was so pro not being on your phone during the barber.
But were you just analysing what everyone else was doing then as well on the back of
Well, there
chat?
Was no one else in there. There was just me. But I kind of, I nearly broke my own rules yesterday. So I got into the barber. There was no one in the barber. The barber was just waiting for me. And he was like, just bear with me 1 minute. I'm just sorting something out. Uh-huh. Like, what's going on? He had a little dog with him, a little dachshund, and he was just kind of milling around the barbershop. Yeah. He had no one to look after him at home yesterday, so he brought him into work.
Normalise it.
Dogs everywhere, please. And when I sat down in the chair, before he put the blanket over me, the cape, I took a couple of pictures of the dog, and then the cape, the blanket, went over me, hands on my knees, in the upright position.
Like a lovely little English boy.
Mahon Buchel.
But the dog was kind of little floating around the barbershop as
so
I was
did
getting
your hands.
On.
Did you remove your hands from your quads at any point?
I did not, but I really wanted
to. I meant to say, actually, I got a sports massage on my legs the other day, and big, fluffy, gorgeous golden retriever lying beside me.
What?
No way!
Yeah. Thrilled.
And guys, when I got my hair done last week, there was a little dog there as well.
Dogs in random places, please.
Can I please bring Seamus to work tomorrow?
Yes, we would love it.
Please. Please,
oh, God.
Adam, please.
Well, I know.
You just said dogs in more places. Yeah. You can't go back on it now.
Maybe let's chat about what we're going to over the next 25 minutes and then we'll have a discussion.
Fair enough.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
It's the weekend. Cry for me on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. I just saw the video. Obviously, it was the Victoria's Secrets Angels.
Oh, yes. Something. Yeah, I saw something about this.
All the roids. And there was a video just doing the round in the last few minutes of the time when Bella Hadid had to walk past the weekend just after they'd broken up. And she's so brilliant the way she handles it. Just gives him a little smile. Just such color of power.
A crowd.
While he's like,
I mean,
look at her.
It's Bella Hadid.
Yeah, I know.
How else are you going to look at her?
Come here. I need your help this morning. If you are a dog owner, maybe you're a vet. I don't know. Maybe you're just a person who loves a doggy dog. I am a dog owner since February for the very first time. My little lad, his name is Seamus. He's Gorge, in case you don't know. He's a mix between a beagle and a lab. And he is
a beautiful boy.
Mental.
Oh, right.
He's absolutely mental.
He's that as well. Yeah.
No, he's great crack. He's a huge amount of energy. He's obsessed with their dogs. Sometimes he embarrasses me in the dog park because he is the most energetic and nosy of any other lovely calm placid dog who just actually wants to go and do a bit of exercise.
He's straight up their arse.
He literally. Yeah. There's other dogs in the dog park who just want to go and catch, play fetch. Seamus won't let anyone else have fun. You know, we've had some issues lately where it's like, I think you need to just maybe give that other dog a little bit of space to breathe, Seamus.
I know, but that's how they get to know each other.
Yeah.
Up the bum.
Yeah, literally.
In a sniffing way is all I'm talking about.
But look, basically, on top of being a bit mad, he's also hilarious and he makes me laugh every single day. He's got this mad little personality that is just so friendly and fun. And I had to have him down at the vet a few couple of weeks ago. He had like a problem with his eyes. Anyway, the vet kind of said to me, so what's the story? Have you decided what you're going to do about getting him snipped?
Oh, yeah.
And look,
I know it's probably the best thing to do, okay? Yeah. And the vet was saying, hold off a while. He won't be one until December, so this wouldn't be happening until maybe February or March or something. Yeah. But I'm so worried that he's not going to be his mad little self.
You don't want him to lose his personality.
Boring, boring dog.
Yeah, you don't want him to be no crack.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. If I did come home each day to not having, like, the back door mat ripped into 1,000 pieces, if, you know, I actually had a pair of shoes that had an insole in them, it might be nice to live a life like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But overall, I would miss... He's a demon, and I enjoy his demonness.
Yeah,
and he
worried.
Keeps me on my toes. And like I said, he just makes me laugh. He was in the park the other day chasing a lurcher, and he was so frustrated that he couldn't catch her that he was just like while running at 100 miles an hour. He's really funny.
Yeah,
and I don't want him to be really boring.
So you're worried that the crack is contained within the sack, and you think. If
Fiona,
that's gone,
that is really well put.
That he might not be that much
you know
fun
what?
Anymore.
Scrap this question. The question was, should Seamus get the sniff? The question is, really tell me, is the crack in the sack? Or can it be found elsewhere?
Do you know the one thing I have heard about getting your dog sniffed or spayed, which I did with my dog, is their personality stays the same as when you got them spayed. I don't know if that's true.
Is that a theory or is that fact?
Someone said it to me when I was getting my dog done. It's like that is how they'll be. So if you want him to grow up a little bit more and chill out a bit, but very, very willing to be proven wrong on that. Like I could be, that could be fake.
Has Danish frozen in time personality wise since she got spayed?
She went on a mad one after getting spayed. She had to actually go on Prozac and all. Like she was having a banger and now she's absolutely fine. But she just, I think, like dog Prozac, not human one.
Of course.
And it was a mad time in our household. But now she's all good. She's still crazy though. She's still like, we met a dog yesterday in the park and the guy said, she's so full of joy. And I was like, thank you for seeing that. That way, while she upends your dog, your tiny little shih tzu, trying to smell its hole. Because, like, that is what she does. She's still crazy.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. Any advice would be welcome here. Should I go ahead and get him the snip or should I not? Is the crack truly in the sack? Or can it be found elsewhere? 087 711 1038. Any advice would be fabulous, please.
Recharged.
Question for you this morning. You're the gang who named my little dog Seamus.
So true.
On the show when I picked him up back in February. It's hard to believe he's going to be one in December. And I love the guy. He's great fun. He makes me really happy. He honestly is my bestie. Like,
why do I sense there's a bus coming?
But he's just mental. Like it's very hard to manage at times, doing the best we can with the training, keeping as consistent as we can, hoping one day it'll just all make sense to him. But yeah, he very much keeps us on our toes. As I said a little while ago, it would be so, so nice to put my foot every now and again into a shoe that still has an insole.
That would be great.
It's really nice. He rips everything to shreds. It's a rented house. My point is, I love the guy. He's great crack. He's got loads of energy. He's hilarious. But it's kind of the time to think about getting him the snip. Not just yet. He's got about 4 months to go, I'd say. But we were chatting about it with the vet the other day and I was like, I just don't want him to like not be funny anymore around. It's probably just all an idea in my head and potentially not the way it would work out. But just asking you this morning, should we get my dog snipped or not?
It is the stereotype, isn't it? They lose their manhood or they lose their personality or they lose their...
Or
their gumption. Sorry for saying a phrase from 1862. But you know.
You were wondering, Fiona, is the crack truly in the sack or is the crack to be found elsewhere? Marius, what do you think I should do here? Should Seamus get the snip?
If you're not going to breed them, then definitely yes.
Okay. No, definitely I wouldn't breed him, I'd say, because he's not a purebred or anything.
Because
at the beginning I was saying to myself that we're not going to breed it, but I didn't want it to take a man out of him.
You didn't want to take the man out of him.
Oh,
yeah, I get
I know.
You.
That's hard. That's tough. And what kind of dog
but,
do you have,
I couldn't cope with it.
So you couldn't cope with the guilt or the craziness?
Craziness, yeah.
So you did get him snipped. And was he mad at you afterwards?
No, not really. Okay. He still would go to, let's say, another dog's and he would be looking like nothing happening, like, you know.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, God, that's the way you said that really hurt my feelings for him. I don't want to take the man out of him.
Is he still good crack, Marius? Or do you think the crack was in the
It is, yeah. He, let's say, he still will steal the ball from another dog or a stick.
Yes, I'll give you a good go.
Marius, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Marius.
No problem.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Lolly is there as well. You've got plenty of thoughts on this, Lolly.
So there's a few things that I'd recommend. Just one thing, I think recall is always really important about dogs, especially male dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something I'd definitely work on.
Yeah.
But in terms of them getting the snip, it's better for them because if they get a scent off a female dog, they do tend to wander to find that female.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So you might find that he might be more eager to get out of the house or get away from you if he does get a scent.
Makes sense, actually.
And also, it's always the aspect of STDs and stuff like that they're Ooh. Likely to get.
Oh, Seamus, you bad boy.
Mm, it could be, yeah.
I know. I'm saying this because I trained as a vet nurse.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's just, and also, like, it does help them calm down a little bit, but not a lot. Like, it won't affect the dog's personality because I have a dog that's 16 years old Aww. And still thinks it's 6 months
yeah.
old.
Okay.
Okay. So you won't lose the personality.
No, they won't.
Okay, very good.
And it's
good.
Not really about you encouraging their personality to come out too. So,
yeah. Keeping them busy
yeah.
and keeping them,
exactly.
keeping them engaged. Listen, thanks a million for that, Lolly. Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lolly.
Another person no saying problem. The crack is not fully in the sack.
Yeah, that's there you go.
Thank you very much, Maneer. Talk to
Bye.
You later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Okay, so my mind is kind of at ease that he's not going to lose his personality. That's good. I'm more on board now because there's been an incident. I haven't. I didn't know if I could mention it in the show, so this is your warning. So, if you're eating, just turn off.
Oh,
so basically, in the sitting room, there's a sofa in front of the window, and that's his place. That's where he loves to be, looking out that Great. Window. And I genuinely thought there's been. I'm really sorry now again if you're eating. I've told you, don't listen to us, Goy.
But you know, be artful with how you explain this.
Go over to 98 or something for me. I thought there was mold on the sofa.
Right.
For a while, like. And I'd be very good at hoovering the sofa and taking all the cushions
well done,
and stuff.
Good
and,
woman.
As in, I do it often. And I was like, kind of turning them around to be like, what's going on? I'll hide it. But at the point now where there's no hiding it, everywhere I turn it,
it's
there's
just
these marks. And the other day, I was staring at it again. And I was like, what on earth is that? You know, I was kind of scrubbing it.
Ooh.
And basically, the penny dropped. That he dropped and he's been leaving some droppings
no.
as he leans against the
No. Oh. It's a bit of residue from Seamus.
Dot, 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 dot.
Okay.
And to be honest, I wouldn't mind a world where I never have to experience that feeling of horror when the penny dropped again.
Oh, so what we're saying is book the snip. The snip is imminent.
Oh, good Lord. To say I went straight back out and would actually put on rubber gloves to continue my cleaning.
Oh. Well, thank God you wore gloves.
To say that this has been on for like months and it only hit me the other day that I just looked at him the way he kind of had himself pushed up
Positioned.
There and went,
Ooh. No.
I'm sorry, I warned you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona and we are back to this. It is One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where we play you a millisecond of a dance song and amazingly you impress us every single time by managing to do so. Now we didn't get a winner on this yesterday but we only played you 0.2 of a second of this song and it sounded like this.
Like, come on.
There were some great guesses. The Black Eyed Peas was one, I think, in particular.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. It wasn't that. And that was what I was really stuck on in my own head. Today, we've doubled the length of it, but it's still silly, city short. It's 0.4 of a second. But yes, there are 8 IMC Cinema passes for the taking on this morning. Okay, so do you want to have a listen? See if we get any closer when
Let's
we listen
do it.
Again? Here we go.
Which is more helpful? My version or theirs?
Do you have any ideas? If you do, send us the word rave in a WhatsApp to 0877111038.
Yeah.
Fiona.
It's like that. It's like a bassy kind of electro
it
kind
is,
of hit.
It is. It's a bit lower than sometimes
you'd
find. This
was what someone else guessed yesterday. The Love Is Gone.
Oh,
was
David
that,
Guetta.
Is that David Guetta? Yeah, yeah. So think along those lines.
Okay. Have a go on 0877111038. The word rave in a WhatsApp, please, to win yourself 8 IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Spins fully
Recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where you hear a tiny little snippet of a dance song. And miraculously, each and every time we get there, we eventually do identify it. Today's clip sounds like this. Very tough. Mm. I don't know, lads. Mm. I don't know. Paddy is there. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. All right, Paddy, here is the clip. What are you thinking? What is that song?
It's a Firestarter by The Prodigy.
Oh, June, oh. I am Firestarter.
It's not though, damn it.
But thank God you got to hear that from Emma.
I love how angry that song is. It's really good for letting off steam. Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks, Paddy.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bye. Catch you later. Fran was in touch as well with the voice note.
Oh, I know the song, but I can't sing.
Brilliant. See, everyone sings along to this game, not just us. And I, for one, appreciate it.
I need that again.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
Can that become the opener to the show? That is so...
Michaela is there as well. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Good. Okay, right. Here's that clip again. Right. What are your thoughts? Yeah. What are we thinking, Michaela?
I think it's Saturday Night by Wakefield.
Trying so hard to not say Saturday night and the air is getting hot. Yes. I spoke it so no one can get mad at me. Be my baby. Let's see, Michaela. I like where your mind is going.
No! Oh! I'm trying to put it together. So Saturday night.
So close.
You just had that song on the brain, I think, Michaela. You're wishing the week away.
I've been listening to it every morning going, I know that song.
Okay.
And I heard it this morning in my head. I was going, yep, it's definitely that.
Interesting.
But hey, Saturday's only around the corner.
We're getting there, girl. Thank you so much, Michaela. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, what is this bleeding song? Ali is there. Hello and how are you?
All right. Here's the sound again. What do you think?
I think it's Swedish House Mafia Greyhound.
Oh, that's
Swedish
a tune.
House Mafia
that's
Greyhound.
That's a dirty banger. It's not the one.
Oh, no, Ali.
That's going to wreck your head now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right, hopefully we find out today. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, Ali.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, this is the clip for tomorrow. We'll give you a preview now if you want to get in with the word rave, okay? This is 0.6
okay.
of a second. Game over.
That's actually made me more confused.
Nope, I'm with you. I got it.
You got it?
I got it. Oh, what a tune.
Okay, I feel like people will have it with that, but I don't.
Let's hear that again. That's exactly what you needed, was just that last little 0.2 of a second.
Okay.
Any ideas, Fino?
Nothing? No, I don't. But do you know what I want to do? Can we make a playlist of all the wrong guesses? Because they're actually pretty good. I would honestly really need that
Saturday
playlist.
Night.
Yeah. Let's go, girl.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to get on to play tomorrow, it's just the word rave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I think it's a bit of a giveaway for some now. Right now, though, Charlie XCX, this is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And on the way after 10 o'clock, well, so much, as you know by now, I'm sure you've realised that the Naughty Threesome is back at Woo-hoo. Spin. Three Naughties, bangers, kicking off business for Michaela after 10. And then after that, you know the way Spin, famous for 10 spin hits in a row?
It's our thing.
If you listen closely and you hear an 11th song, you could win some gorgeous prizes, such as flight vouchers, perfume vouchers, gig tickets. The list goes on. Michaela will tell you more after 10 o'clock this morning.
Woo!
And that did not work, Callum. Anyway, Fiona, tell us your final thoughts this morning, please, doll.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
And here they are.
Well, oh yeah, very good. Okay, I am in a bit of a pickle at the moment. I kind of feel like I'm back on the apps almost.
Excuse me?
Because, yeah, I know, but it's about my wedding. I'm trying to get this girl to write back to me on Facebook Messenger. It's really killing me. On Facebook Marketplace.
All right, okay.
Right, so I have to have, like, obviously for your wedding, this is the kind of expense people don't think about. You have to have, like, a load of jars filled with flower stuff. Flowers. You have to have, like, little bud vases. You have to have tea lights. light holders. You have to have candlestick holders,
yeah,
which costs a lot of money. And I'm actually trying to do it sustainably and trying to help the planet as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking on Facebook Marketplace, and people do sell these things after their own wedding because they're like, I have a huge chunk of shite mm-hmm. to get rid of.
Yep.
And there's one girl, and she's only a kilometre away from me, but she has some stuff that I don't want. She has like these wooden boards.
Okay.
And they're just not part of my vision, but I'm sure they were beautiful at her wedding.
I don't understand what you mean by wooden boards, sorry.
They're kind of like, I don't know if they went under her plates or something
cool.
a rustic kind of setting.
Interesting. Yeah.
Stunning.
But it's not like when people serve stuff on like chopping boards.
A little bit, yeah. And I don't want to be harsh, but I just want her little vases and her candlesticks.
Yeah.
But she won't write back to me now. And now I'm like, did I offend her by saying I only want the candlestick holders and the bud vases? Should I be like, I'll just take it all and be like, no, I think your wedding aesthetic is stunning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you know what
I mean?
How
long have you been ghosted there for?
Like 2 days, and ooh, I followed up as well because this would be really handy. I did see another bundle, but it's about a 2-hour drive away.
Oh, like, no, it's like, this is perfect.
It's on the like Waterford side of Wexford, and I'm like, yeah, I can't fair. Be at that.
New Ross-ish direction.
It's in New Ross, actually. I'm trying not to dox the lady.
Oh. But yeah, I think if it's that convenient, you're going to
just
have
buy
to
it all.
Buy it. How much are we talking?
It was something, it was like 150 quid or
what?
Something. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Our candle holders.
I know, but there's a lot of them. But she has these wooden boards as well. And I'm like, surely that would take off a lot of money if I didn't get the boards. But anyway, she's not writing back to me. So I might just say, love your boards, love your burlap sacks. Can I have it all? Thoughts?
We could give some away on the show as show.
I could. Yeah. And get them engraved with spin.
Yeah.
Spin wooden boards. Who doesn't want that in their house? Hanging up in the van. And you can, you know.
Honestly,
I know that
there's no going back because you are getting married like next week or something. Like, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Should I just cancel?
I would say yeah. Like,
okay.
You're going to be together forever anyway. What's the point?
You don't mind about that? Like, if the invite's gone, you have to return your outfit, you can't come. And you
it's
know.
Just a lot, isn't it? It's a lot of thinking, it's a lot of pressure, it's a lot of getting on to someone about a wooden board for the table.
Will everyone still give me the presents?
I suppose, yeah,
okay.
In that case.
If everyone attending can confirm that you will still give me the presents, then let's cancel the wedding.
Let's just cancel the whole
it's
thing.
Settled.
Let's call it off. Let's forget about it. This is new music from Ray. It is absolutely brilliant. And honestly, this goes out to single me all day, every
where?
Day. Where the hell is he? I've been dating since I was 15. I can't find him. Here's Ray, and where is my husband? You're listening to Spin.
Recharged.
Just after 9, I was asking you what you think. Should I get my dog Seamus snipped, and what a spoiler's personality. At the time I was picking up Seamus, he had the most beautiful brothers and sisters, and one was this little boy with 4 white socks, and his name is Kobe.
Aww.
And Kobe's owner has just been in touch sharing some advice, and she said,
no way.
Just a thought to share, as Seamus is part of our family.
Oh my god.
Guys, why was I not in the dog community for as long as I was not in the dog community?
It's the best. Everyone's the crazy, best. But very, very wholesome and sweet.
Listen, the Donny Threesome on the way with Michaela. Britney Spears, Gimme More in there.
Wow.
Big yes from me. Flo Rida, Kesha, and Right Round 2. And the feeling. I love it when you call, but you never call at all.
Oh my God, incredible.
What's the complication? It's my only conversation. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.